Geocentric, episode 22.
We're totally better than Mashable.
Well, well, the well, well, the well, well, down the well. Well,
Hitler combat toe to toe with the Ruski.
Geocentric
is developing into a very bad habit.
You told me that this sucker is nuclear? Inconceivable!
With John Newman,
we have an obligation to fight them until they are banished from the page of time.
Not a finger!
And Nate Long.
I don't have a really good feeling about what's to come.
Help! Help! I'm being betrayed!
Welcome to Geocentric.
Geocentric. Yeah!
I'm John.
And I'm Nate.
And we are back, healthy, relatively healthy.
Recovering.
And ready to do a solid show.
First of all,
how do you get involved? 206-337-1504 is the phone number to call and leave us a comment, or you can send us an email at geocentric@inbox.com. Don't forget to check out the website, bringthemagic.com/geocentric, where you can subscribe, stream the cast, link to older episodes, and visit our blog.
Can they mail us?
We have not given out an official mailing address, but with all these other ways to contact us, I don't know how necessary that is.
If you listen to this podcast and you mail things, you're a loser.
You ought to know.
We don't want your mail. Or you can hand deliver it.
I think as far as the geek spectrum goes, you and I are probably not on the top end, but at the same time, we are beyond what's known as snail mail.
Snail mail.
Yeah. So before we get too sidetracked like we always do, by the way, how'd you like that intro?
Yeah. We make our own theme songs here. That's one of the reasons why we're actually better than Mashable. Does Mashable even have a podcast? I don't even know.
I just felt
like saying that. By the way, Mashable, that's bait. We're just baiting Mashable.
Bring it on. So, before we get too sidetracked, as we just did, even though I tried to avoid it, why don't you go ahead, Nate, and tell us what's coming up while I cue the music.
All right.
All right, let's go with Streetwise.
We got Black Friday coming up. Are you guys ready for it? Because we're going to tell you about some sweet deals that have already been leaked, and we're going to tell you the best online resources to get ahead of the game.
Tech and entertainment.
WebGifter, a new online application that makes you put all your gifts right in order, get ready for Christmas, and get ready to buy some cool gifts for other people.
How about business, finance, and marketing?
YouTube versus Hulu.
Whoa.
Which one is the advertisers choosing?
I have no idea.
We'll find out, and we'll argue and discuss and debate it.
Yes. How about it? Let's go with, are you kidding me?
Homeless guy is ordered to pay $100 million. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's crazy. So, do we have anything else to talk about? I don't know what category that falls into.
International events.
Oh, is that what you wrote? I cannot read your handwriting. One of these days, you're going to have to start typing stuff out. I said you were sort of on the tech continuum, and you write everything down on paper when you have a computer right in front of you. Okay.
I usually don't.
International events.
British dude sees the future.
Not to mention he's the Minister of Science. Perfect person to be a psychic.
We also got a fail, weekly fail coming up. We got a tech bite by Ethan Clark, new music, and all kinds of other good stuff. So get ready, because here we go.
And here we do go straight into Streetwise and Mashable, who we are better than. We have a story from you today. And today, we're going to talk about WebGifter.
Did Cha-Cha just text you?
No.
That was weird.
I know. See, I would turn
John
my phone
and Cha-Cha
off.
Are in some kind of relationship.
I would turn my phone off for these, except for I have to have it ready. But anyways, so we're going to talk about WebGifter, which is a cool resource to help you gift people in your life, those who are near and dear to you. Why are you making a weird face?
I'm trying to find the info on it.
All right, well, why don't I start off reading just the first paragraph from this post by Paul... Wow. Okay, let me try this. Glazovsky. Paul Glazovsky.
Where is that?
Right here. Paul Glazovsky.
Glazovsky.
Yeah. Is that Polish?
It certainly could be.
All right.
Is that an I at the end of that?
It is.
Probably is.
He says, depending on your familial makeup and your level of social engagement with peers and colleagues, gift giving can be easy, moderately cumbersome, or far too time consuming for your liking. To those who
cumbersome,
I have become
cumbersome. Like 1% of our audience knows that song.
Who remembers Seven Mary Three?
Two rich or two poor, she's wanting me less, and I'm wanting them more. The bitter taste is cumbersome. Oh, yeah, no, no, yeah, no, no, yeah, yeah, no, no.
All right, we have a lot to record today. We should probably spare our voices and spare our audience the torture.
So tell us more about WebGifter.
So anyways, to those who fit the last demographic, for anybody who doesn't remember, I said gift-giving being too time-consuming.
And cumbersome.
And cumbersome. And perhaps the second as well. There is WebGifter to consider. At first glance, WebGifter can seem a bit lacking in substance. If you're interested in an Amazon-sized venue for product ideas shaped around birthday celebrations, wedding anniversaries, graduations, etc., you'll probably be disappointed with this engine. Yet, give it an extra bit of attention, and it can be surprisingly worthwhile. Now, I should point out here, WebGifter is spelled the new trendy way, which is instead of ER at the end, it's just an R. That's what the Norse have been doing for hundreds and thousands.
We should have been
geocentric.
Geocentric.
Geocentricer. With just R at the end. So yeah, that would be WebGifter. It's also got the other cool trendy thing to do, which is to put beta at the end of your name. So it's WebGifter beta.
We're still in beta, aren't we? Geocentric?
No, I think once we revamped, we were out of beta. No, we could say we're still in beta with our new format. What do you think?
Sure.
All right. So, Nate, what do you know about WebGifter?
Really not much. I just heard there was a pretty cool way to organize gifts and do some pretty cool things.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to see if I can go to it real fast.
Try it out?
Yeah. All right. So, I just went to WebGifter beta. And remember, that's WebGifter with no E, just an R, .com. And it says organize birthdays, Mother's Day, anniversaries, Valentine's Day, Christmas, and more. Okay, I've got to sign up. So I do have to create an account. However, it's free.
All right, let's do it.
Let's not. That could
all
take
right, fine.
But check this out. Look at what you can get. You can get rings. You can get video games, cameras, mixing bowls, video game
consoles.
Hey,
here's something cool.
iPhones, or maybe that's a pod. Maybe it's just
an iPod Touch. Yeah. Hey, you can also share it with your Facebook friends.
Quit spitting on my screen.
It's not me.
I don't feel like spit's coming out of my... Maybe it is. Yeah, so you can share this with
Fluffer and Fluckatash.
Okay, so with WebGifter, it's good for those who are organized and who want a good way to...
Or who want to be organized.
Basically, the cool thing with the web these days... Look, there's no way I spit all the way into this.
I didn't even talk that time.
Yeah. sorry.
See, there it is. There it is.
That's a cough. That's not anything close to the same thing. It's the seasonal change, you guys. So what was I saying? Oh, okay. So the cool thing to do with the web these days is to aggregate everything in one place. And that's sort of the concept here behind WebGifter. You can organize your plans for gift giving. Very cool. Any of you who want a more efficient and awesome way to organize your gifts, WebGifter is for you. Remember, that's WebGifter.com.
Check it out. All right, let's go on to our next thing. We're going to jump right into Black Friday so you guys can get ready for this. So for those of you who don't know what Black Friday is, it's that day after Thanksgiving when traditionally tons of holiday shopping took place.
Yeah, it's
and
the,
still
largest,
does take place.
Largest shopping day of the year.
And so in the past and now, retailers have taken advantage of that. And Black Friday emerged, and now it's a really popular trend, and a lot of people get involved with it. And you hear about doorbusters and all these amazing deals that there's usually like two of in each store. And we're just going to tell you a little bit about what's going on for this year.
Yeah,
first thing.
Basically, this this particular section I would like to point out is our weekly top 10.
Oh, you want to? All right, let's do that.
I thought that's what you
cue
were
that
going
music.
For. Is that not what you were going for?
Well, it sure can be. I'm all good for it. All
right. Sorry, I thought that's what you wanted to do.
That's not what I wanted to do.
I don't mean to usurp your topic.
I do like this topic quite a bit, so let's go ahead and jump into it. But this is a good way to go into it, because yeah. this is helpful for those of you who maybe haven't gotten into it as much in the past and really want to get in the know about what's going on, what deals each store is going to have.
These are going to be your 10 best resources for Black Fridaying, so get ready.
That's right. Are we starting at the bottom or the top?
Let's start at the top, because they don't seem to be numbered. They're just listed as 10.
Oh, great. All right. Number 10, Black Friday 2008. And the URL for that is... Where's that one?
It could be this.
Okay, let's do this. BFADS.net. BFADS.net. We're going to go to that one. Actually, you want to go to it?
Sure, I'll go to it. We can't just sit here and clear our throats.
Yeah,
that is the deadest air that we cannot have. All right, this is actually the one underneath. No, this is,
oh,
the,
so
one
that is the one that said Black Friday 2008.
This is Black Friday 2008. Basically, here's what I can do. I can see all sorts. Basically, I can click on stores. I have a little list of stores over here on the left. Ace Hardware, Bass Pro Shops, or maybe that's cool. Bass Pro Shops, but I bet it's Bass.
It's Bass.
Bath & Body Works, Best Buy. Basically, I can click on any one of these stores, which there are tons. I mean, everything, like I said, from Best Buy to IKEA to JCPenney,
that's
to
right.
the Bass store, to Staples, to Target, to Walgreens, Tommy Hilfiger even.
What's cool about these is they have in parentheses the number of deals.
Yeah, and you can click and see the deals that they have.
So why don't we test one out? Let's go to let's check out Best Buy. That's always a big one on Black Friday. They already have 185 deals for Black Friday. Now keep this in mind. Oh, this is the one I went to last year. I really like this one. I recommend this site.
Cool.
Because they have these little icons that they use that show you whether they are actual ad scans, and you can actually look at some of these ad scans. And they have a Big Bird to show if it's an early bird item, meaning that you can only get it if you wake up really early and do it in the early hours of Black Friday. Now, here's the thing we didn't mention about Black Friday is stores open incredibly early on Black Friday.
Right.
And with
Certainly.
The good deals, people start lining up even earlier than that. Depending on the deal, people have lined up in the afternoon, the day before it was supposed to open.
Yeah, so if you're one of those people who sleeps in the day after Thanksgiving, doesn't go out of the house, which I'm sure a lot of you are, because I'm that way.
Food. Because you just ate a ton of food.
And you would like to eat some more for leftovers the next day. And you have no reason to leave the house because you've heard it's Black Friday and that it's crazy. Know that in real life, there are lines coming out the doors into the parking lot.
Well, depending on the store.
Stores.
Like, I don't know if... like Michael's, like sewing fabrics, and I don't know how long their lines are going to be.
But like, say Best Buy, for example.
Especially the electronics places. Yeah. Those are the ones where it really hits the hardest, followed by, I'd say, probably like some of the department stores. Mm-hmm. So what's really cool about this site is really user-friendly, because they give you what they have, and they put the price right next to it and make it really clear. For example, let's see if we can find... a good one. Like, they have an early bird special for the new Guns N' Roses CD that's coming out, the Chinese Democracy one. And if you go in the early hours, you can get it for $11.99. That's not a crazy good deal, but that's one example.
Yeah. Well, right here they've put all the camcorders together. There's four different camcorders on sale, and one's for $2.99, one's $3.49, one's $1.99, one's $2.29, and they're all different. You can click on some of them and read more about them, but we can't spend too much time on each one of these.
Yeah, we're just gonna name some more of them off. Another one is black-friday.net. I don't know if I've been to that one. Usually what happens is that a couple days before Black Friday, I'll open up like four or five of these sites that I really like and just compare. Yeah.
Well,
write them down with the stores and everything.
This one goes a little bit beyond your average Black Friday ad scans, and they'll offer you some hard-to-find discount codes that are not just everywhere to be found. So a couple extra, like, to make a good deal maybe a little better. That's a good site for you. You've got blackfday.com.
Blackfday.com.
Looks to be a sort of a similar thing. You can aggregate by store and see what deals are going on there, too. You got
blackfriday.fm. You can actually watch a video and learn more about what Black Friday really is.
Yeah, we've got blackfriday.gotadeal.com. Same thing again. But remember these, because what's going to happen, you're going to find as you scroll through these, is a lot of it will be the same, but you're going to find little differences that the one site didn't pick up on that the other one did, and that's really going to help you plan a lot. Yeah. Because, for example, when we were looking at this first one, the Black Friday 2008 at bfads.net, those, I believe, I don't know if it's 100%, but a lot of them are ads that are submitted by users.
Oh, yeah. So you can't, and that's why the scan makes it more true. That's why you also, the better, if you can look at the actual scan of the ad, that like some employee leaked, then you're in good shape, because then it's not just some rumor that flew out that they're posted. And these are a little more reliable, I guess you could say. And they're not as likely to have that, because they're probably not just, they're not going to let someone just post on a forum. They do have forums that people can post rumors and what they heard.
Yeah. And we're going to talk about a couple of those, confirm these. Couple of those rumors coming up here in a second. So we're just going to go ahead and read off the rest of these websites. They're all basically the same thing.
Yeah.
But try and remember them, or at least, you know, rewind and write them down, because these are going to help you a lot if you have any plans. We've got blackfriday.info is another one.
Also, blackfridayads.com.
Dealtaker.com is a good one.
TGIblackfriday.com.
That's clever. That's clever.
That is.
And we've got, last but not, is that one the last one? Maybe not.
Yep.
Yeah, theblackfriday.com. So
cool.
Remember those, write them down, go through, see if you can find the little subtle differences, and make sure you can plan for all the different products you may want to go out and buy.
That's right. Have you ever taken part of Black Friday?
No, this may actually be my first year. When you told me about that $4,
we're thinking about having a Black Friday
$4 optical mouse.
Yeah.
That's, I was like, wow.
I believe that's Office Depot.
Yeah.
But we should have a party, a Black Friday party. Get up at like midnight.
Yeah, here it is right here. Logitech cordless optical mouse, $4.99 at Office Depot. That'll be fun.
Well, why don't we go ahead then and go into just like some of the confirmed things that we have.
Sure.
Talk about some of the first one that John was actually talking about earlier was a what appears to be a scan, but maybe it's a false scan, or
yeah, you can Photoshop
something.
Anything.
Yeah, and you can easily Photoshop this, but it's apparently from the Sam's Club, who is known for offering different bundles at fairly cheap prices. And I remember one of the things that Sam's Club has done the last 3 years. It just popped in my mind. Hmm. They have like free continental breakfast to like the first like 150 people
that's
that go
incredible.
There. Yeah, amazing. So this is what they're offering. The Nintendo Wii Family Bundle came. Basically, you get the Wii plus three remotes. And three nunchucks.
And two games.
And two games. Now, that's quite a bit of stuff. That's a decent bundle.
Yeah.
And the price tag?
$224. Except
it's not real.
It wasn't.
Fail!
It wasn't really $224. A lot of people got really excited about this, but if you want that bundle at Sam's, it's going to run you up a good solid $425. And that's not $4.25 either. That's $425.
Honestly, basic economics tells us that's probably a good thing, because there will probably be people that will be murdered outside of Sam's just to be in that right place in the line to get that Wii for $224.
They're only going to have 10 of these bundles, and they're going to sell them to the first 10 people who run in.
Yeah, I remember last year it was either like a Wii or a PlayStation 3 or an Xbox 360 that some guy somewhere came out of a Walmart. And three guys were waiting for him, because they were waiting for the first people to come out with that.
The story.
And they beat him and stole his whatever system he bought.
Well, the other thing
I remember hearing about that.
Ethan, a couple weeks ago, gave us a tech bite where he pointed out that Nintendo has not been up on their Wii production in time for this.
Uh-oh. Doesn't that have to do with pirates?
Season? Well, now it does. we hadn't planned to mention this, but maybe we'll just talk about it.
Yeah.
There was a ship that was hijacked, I guess, off the coast of Somalia or something. There's been a few
pirates are like
hijackings lately
revenging
by
lately.
Pirates. And basically, they stole 1,000 Wiis. So some Middle Eastern pirate children.
Are there any new pirate games out for Wii? Maybe they.
I don't know. Maybe there's like a Rayman Raving Rabbids pirate version or something like that.
So here's what we got from Gizmodo. This was November 18th. The Office Depot Black Friday ad was leaked. And some of the better deals that they mentioned One of them was the one that John mentioned. This is what I tried to bait him with to go to Black Friday.
It worked. Well, maybe. We'll see on Black Friday.
It's a Logitech cordless optical mouse, which usually pretty expensive. Probably a good $30-$40 easily, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're going to sell it for $499. Now, let me tell you, Office Depot, at least in Tallahassee, doesn't have nearly the lines that Best Buy and Circuit City have. So that's actually a possible one to maybe get to.
Is still going
to
be around for Black Friday?
In Tallahassee, no. Circuit City is filed for bankruptcy, and they're closing 150 stores nationwide.
Nate's an expert on Circuit City.
I am. You know, it's crazy. I used to hate Circuit City with every fiber of my being.
Cliche.
No, literally. I basically had a bad experience with them, and like I always thought Best Buy had the better deals, and a lot of times Best Buy does, but certain things, Circuit City has the better deals, and would you quit making that face? So I'm actually really sad that Circuit City's closed, because I like all those stores. Meanwhile, H.H. Greg, is that what it's called?
H.H. Greg.
H.H. Greg is
with two
open
G's at the end
in Tallahassee, which I'm excited about, but honestly, I just can't get excited about that store as much. There's something about it. But also, Office Depot will also be offering a SanDisk 4GB USB drive for $9.99. That's okay. That's a decent deal. Nothing to get in line at 3 a.m. for, but also the HP 15.4-inch, 3GB memory, 160GB hard drive notebook. They're going to be selling for $350.
Isn't it funny how the new word is not laptop, it's notebook now?
That's weird how everyone's calling it.
Or even netbook for the ones that don't
have
like a lot of specs. Like,
that's
the whole
dumb.
Point. Well, the whole point is to use the internet on it and not really anything else. Anyways, moving on. We've got Toshiba Satellite 14.4, no, sorry, that's weird how they did that, 14-inch, 4GB memory, 200GB hard drive notebook model,
powerful computer.
Yeah.
4GB memory, 200GB hard drive,
that's
not bad.
That is absolutely top-of-the-line hard drive and memory for a notebook.
That's actually what I have, is a Toshiba Satellite.
Mm. So not bad, except for it freezes on you all the time. But that's because yours is old and weighed down.
My mistake was that I opted for the Celeron M processor. If you ever see that, don't go for it, because it slows easily.
Always go for the Intel Core 2 Duo.
Yeah, two cores always are better than one.
Gonna run you a little bit more, but you can get this particular model for $489.99.
Here's another deal from Office Depot. Microsoft Office Home and Student 2007, $69.99. Now, let's be honest. Microsoft is still running that promotion that they said they're only going to do last year, where if you're a student, and all you have to do is have a student email address.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't necessarily even have to be a student. But if you send them something from a, you know, like natedog@fsu.edu.
If only they would let you have that name.
I know. I'm lobbying for it constantly. As long as you have that, they'll give you the... What is the top Microsoft Office? It's the...
It's like Microsoft Office Professional something.
Yeah, it's basically the biggest bundle with the most stuff, and students can get it for, I want to say, like $50 or $60,
yeah,
which is about the same as this. So keep that in mind if you're a student or if you know a student. Then you can probably get that deal anytime.
Now, let's also point out here, this is the 2007 edition, which is not the newest edition of Microsoft Office that's out.
Really?
It's the one just before.
Honestly, I don't really like them anyways.
Wait. I think that's right. I hope that's right.
Our listeners fact-checked us.
You may have noticed that I'm not up on my Microsoft these days. I've sort of abandoned them.
You know, I don't like Microsoft at all, and I'll probably still talk some trash on them every now and then. I like a lot of their programs. I don't like a lot of their programs. But I actually am now investing slightly in Microsoft in the little bundle of packages that I'm doing. But that also includes IBM, Apple.
Are you talking about an investment
and Google
bundle? Like an actual investment?
I'm
bundle?
Talking about stocks.
Okay, so actual investments here. Okay.
So as bad as I talk about them, I kind of want them
totally
to do
fine.
Somewhat
that's
good
totally
now.
Fine. Look, no. Okay, look, here's what you do. Here's what you do. You take a stance on some moral or philosophical issue in your day-to-day life.
Uh-huh.
At the same time, you realize you have to make money, and then you make intelligent investments.
Oh, yeah, totally. No,
unless it's a company that's like, you know, raping children. Or here's the thing. That's where you draw the line.
I think Microsoft, as much as I make fun of them, I think they can still innovate. And, you know, I think they're smart people overall. And
well,
they wake up from a lot of their problems.
It's about incentive. As soon as the incentive gets high enough, they will probably explode the market again with something. But anyways,
right.
We got to move on.
That's right.
Last thing from Office Depot. Yeah. Samsung 23-inch LCD HD TV. For $279.
Now that one's pretty good.
That's great.
That one's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. So that's Office Depot for you. Once again, you can find all this stuff on these sites, but we're just giving you a little bit of an idea. We're not going to talk about Target.
Let's go into a rumor about Apple.
All right.
Rumor: Apple may launch the most aggressive Black Friday sale yet. With Black Friday sale information from rival PC vendors beginning to leak online, experts at Barclays Capital say they expect Apple to counter the promotions with a more aggressive than usual one-day sale, offering deep discounts on a number of Mac models.
That's right, and this is coming to you
from AppleInsider.com.
That's right. Check that out. You can get some cool news from that. So that's good for us.
Mm-hmm.
Because that basically means they're planning on doing some really good deals. And they really have a lot to compete with. By the way, Dell does this thing that's called Better Than Black Friday. Basically because, you know, Dell isn't like its own store. They might have stores somewhere, but the whole thing is you order Dells online.
Yeah.
And so they have these really good deals they do for Black Friday. But their whole thing is, hey, tell you what, you don't have to wait in the dirty lines. You know, you don't have to get up real early. Just make your order. The day of, right. The day before, the day after, and we'll give you our Black Friday pricing. So Dell usually has really good sales, and then every other brand of computer has really good sales in like Best Buy and Circuit City and all those places, Office Depot, and they usually get, you know, $299 laptops like eMachines and Compaqs, HPs, Toshibas, all kinds of good stuff. So basically, Apple... I mean, if they really want to sell during Black Friday, when every other, you know, brand of computer is selling for like $300.
We have eMachines from Best Buy, Compaqs from Walmart, and the $299 Linux model Dell, which might be fun to try.
No, it would be really fun.
But anyways, yeah, all these are selling for $299, and that's what Apple's going to have to compete with in the notebook department this year. So although we don't know exactly what Apple is planning for you, we do know what their competition is.
And a long time ago, we did talk about how Apple's never going to match their competitors in the PC industry
charge just a little bit more.
Yeah, because they're Apple. That's like part of their brand. That's why actually they can charge more because they do charge more.
Yeah.
And they do charge more because they can. That's just like the Apple mentality is that they have a better brand. That's what it all boils down to is that their product is better. It'll last longer, you know, it runs better, everything else. And so they just have Apple just has a better brand. They have a more expensive brand. Let's put it that way. So if you have all the same specs.
Their software doesn't accumulate viruses and spyware and adware and pop-ups. And stuff.
There's definitely a reason for that brand, but they also keep it up very well. And so I don't expect to see any like $300 MacBooks, but I really am excited to see what, you know, this aggressiveness entails.
Yeah, it'll be cool. All right, moving on. What do we want to throw in here? Maybe the Tech Bite or perhaps the
Let's go to Ethan for our weekly Tech Bite.
Okay, Ethan, why don't you go ahead and take it away?
Thanks, guys. This is Ethan Clark's Tech Bite of the Week. Tanya Vlach lost her eye in a 2005 car accident, and with the approval of her doctor, she's put out a call for engineers to build her a camera for her fake eye. Likening her possible future self, the one with the iCam installed, to a cyborg, she's got a list of possible specs up on her blog for would-be engineers to begin with. Just some of the things mentioned for inclusion are DVR capabilities, MPEG-4 compression, a micro SD card slot, AV out, and Bluetooth. Good freaking luck. That's all I can say. The United States Zooms are coming down in price by falling from $129 to $99 for the 4GB, and $149 to $139 for the 8GB, and $199 to $179 for the 16GB. The CarPack Dock Pack are also seeing a $10 decrease, while the Home AV Pack is being reduced to $20. So go out there and get your anti-Apple Zune. And this has been Ethan Clark's Tech Bite of the Week.
And this has been Ethan Clark stealing the thunder from the co-hosts of Geocentric, who wanted to talk about the cyborg lady, but are now going to drop that from their episode itinerary. Instead, we'll move on to something else. Why don't we talk about the ongoing battle between advertisers on YouTube versus Hulu. Yahoo has nothing to do with this.
All right, you guys all know what YouTube is, and most of you probably know what Hulu is. What are the differences between the two, John?
Well, on YouTube, you watch little clips of skateboarders falling off their skateboards. And
oh, come on. It's not only that.
And clips from movies that are probably illegal, clips from television shows. You get different... You get clips of performances. You get people doing video podcasts on YouTube.
Political videos, personal political videos.
Then, of course, like there's the weird market of like girls dancing in front of their webcams and stuff.
You also, speaking of dancing, did you ever see the video? I just saw this the other day. I missed it before the election, but it was like a dance-off between Barack Obama and John McCain.
No, I didn't see
it. It's
that.
Awesome. These guys like basically got in a room and did some break dancing, but they put animated heads and faces from like actual videos and pictures, and it's really hilarious. You should definitely check it out. It's like a dance-off.
Not bad.
Just search like dance-off Barack Obama, John McCain. It's amazing.
And then with Hulu, the thing is, you go there to actually watch movies and TV shows, the entire thing in a high-quality video player. It's very different.
Am I wrong when I say that Hulu did something recently that forced YouTube to kind of step it up? Was it the length of the video, or maybe the fact that they were the first ones to offer... They offered high-definition video before YouTube, maybe?
Yeah.
Something like YouTube, that prompted YouTube to act.
YouTube didn't used to offer any high-quality video at all. Recently, they started adding high-quality videos, and now there's rumors that they're going to start adding full-length TV shows and stuff to try and keep up with Hulu.
So I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
Because we also have a couple more of these sites that are similar. And I think it's good to bring in that competition because it's forcing everyone to be at their best game.
Oh, yeah. Competition is great.
So here's what we have. The verdict is out. And advertisers, where are they going?
They're going to Hulu.
They're going to Hulu. So basically, a lot of people think that it's YouTube's, you know, there's way too many junk videos on there and the quality isn't as good. And, there's a lot of reasons they say, but John actually has a different opinion.
Well, I'm no marketing expert, but here's how I like to think about it. Where are the ads on YouTube? Now, chances are you went, there, and at that point, YouTube is already at a disadvantage to Hulu.
Yep.
Because Hulu's ads are commercials in the middle of the video streams that are right in your face, and not even AdBlock Plus can get around them. And if you do find a way to try and block them, you don't actually block them. You get a little screen for the duration of the commercial that says, it's weird that you're not seeing a commercial here. Maybe you need to turn off some kind of a blocker. But it still makes you wait the entire duration of that commercial. So whereas with YouTube, there are no commercials in the middle of the video streams. Instead, they're like on the sides. And the problem is legit advertisers, right? Yeah. Like say a car dealership, or not a dealership, but a car company.
Great example.
Shut up. Chrysler, for example, okay? They're going to... share ad space, share rotating ad space with the scam guy that wants you to click on the ad that says, who do you think will win this election? And he has like the names of the candidates.
Or that guy says, Joe Biden's IQ is 100. What's yours?
Right. So,
or even better, the one that says, lost your credit card? We can help you track it down. Enter the credit card number and expiration date here.
So the point is, when the demographic that YouTube has naturally pulled towards it is one that is too savvy to click on ads, right?
That makes sense,
especially ones in rotating ad space. However, on Hulu, you are watching full-length, high-quality videos with commercials from companies that you know. And so not only can those companies pay more, but they will because it's much more prime advertising space.
And that's makes sense opinion. To me.
I don't really think
I'm sure that plays really a pretty big deal. Makes sense. I'll go with it.
Yeah. So what can YouTube do then to attract advertisers back?
Well,
nothing, because if YouTube tries to go with what Hulu did, they will lose their demographic to other free video sites.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to see commercials on a YouTube
video. And they can't just like copy their competitors. They have to like skip over them if they do something.
They need to be their own thing.
Yeah.
YouTube and Hulu are two very different things. I don't go to YouTube to watch full-length TV shows, and
yeah.
I don't go to Hulu to watch a kid fall off his skateboard. You know,
it's true.
It's two different, very different. I think that what YouTube would do well to accomplish would be to carve out their niche a little bit more and own it. Just
there
really
you
own their niche above all of their personal competitors. That's my opinion.
That's a good opinion. Good theory. I'll go with it.
Thanks. What else we got?
Let's go on to our. Let's go on to our new music for the week. How does that sound?
All right, let's do it.
Let's catch you guys up with. This is the week of November 18th. Is that when these CDs came out?
Yep.
Tuesday, November 18th is when these new CDs came out. So cue the music.
Here it is.
All right. First of all, the long-awaited CD by David Cook is not out. Wait, it is out. What I meant to say, scratch that. Let's start over. The long-awaited David Cook CD is now out. And I will not be buying him. That's what I meant to say.
It's not out for you, huh?
All right, we have a bagpipe CD that came out.
that is not fair at all.
All right, okay, it's not fair. I know it's not fair. All right. The band Il Zivo.
These are coughing, by the way.
Is their new CD is called The Promise, and there's a guy that plays the bagpipes
all right, okay,
in it.
All right.
All right, here's another great CD. Nickelback's new CD is Dark Horse. Definitely not buying that one.
Bagpipe CD. I don't know where I have been, but it's the times I did not. That's Nickelback for you.
I hate to say this, and we'll probably get great offense by our Canadian listeners, but if you're Canadian, please don't put a rebel flag on your shirt, guitar, anything else. Seriously.
It's not. It doesn't work.
I mean, do you see us like walking around with those maple leaves? No. No offense to Canadians, because I'm sure you feel the same way about Nickelback.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I'm not hating on Canadians when I hate on Nickelback, because guess who's from not only the United States, not only Florida, but Tallahassee. Probably one of the bands that could rival Nickelback
but
in
you didn't know
crappiness.
But
from Tallahassee is Creed.
Who remembers Creed?
Can you take me higher? Or what about, I guess you heard the news today. Yeah. Did you ever hear the Dave Grohl version of that where he makes fun of him? It's
no.
Pretty good. He like plays the guitar and he's like, I heard the news when I enunciate as I please. It's pretty good. Anyways, so Canadians, we're definitely not hating on you, but we are hating on Nickelback.
Yep. So anyways, let's move along.
Dido's new CD is Safe Trip Home.
Those guys are old.
Beyonce has a new CD.
By the way, and a split personality, apparently.
Yeah, because the CD is I Am... Sasha Fierce. All right, The Who. At Kilburn, 1977 is a new DVD.
They're also old. Who else we have? Anybody really, really, really cool?
Yeah, we have some really cool ones.
What about Pavarotti? Does he just happen to have a CD coming out?
A DVD, actually.
Wow, that's even better.
Life in 7 Arias?
Arias. You know what an aria is? You know music.
No, I don't.
Anyways.
I don't know music. Rod Stewart, the definitive Rod Stewart Deluxe 2 CD. Blake Shelton's new CD is Startin' Fars.
Startin' Fars.
Bell and Sebastian, the BBC Sessions. Also, we have Mudvayne. New CD is The New Game. You remember that guy died? Their lead singer, died.
Oh, yeah.
He was the one that sang, let the borders of the road be
No. That was Drowning Pool.
Oh, you're right. Okay, I completely screwed that up. Drowning Pool is the one the lead singer died, but they're still going. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Mudvayne's totally, are the red guys, right?
I totally pretended that I knew what you were talking about. Yeah. I was like, oh yeah. I was like, what is he talking about? But I just wanted to let you go and see if maybe I...
Mudvayne are the guys with the painted red faces, yeah, right? And the weird hair. Yeah, I remember them. Who cares? Is there anything else good? Here's a good one. On Blu-ray, Foo Fighters, live at Wembley Stadium. I will check that one out. That's good. Ricky Martin's new CD is 17.
That guy's old.
He is getting old. Here's a cool one. Cosmic Universal Fashion is a new CD by Sammy Hagar.
That guy's old.
Yeah, you
David
like that
Lee
imitation?
Roth or Sammy Hagar.
And that, oh.
David Lee Roth or Sammy Hagar.
Sammy Hagar, if I had to choose. But really, you know what I'd really do? I'd probably take, what's his name from Iron Maiden and implant him into Van Halen.
Oh, that would be
Van
awesome. I've never thought about such a high.
I can't believe I forgot his name, but that's what I would do.
Yeah.
But honestly, I've leaned more toward, I've given David Lee Roth more over the years. I used to be diehard. I used to say Sammy Hagar was much better fit for their style of music, especially for the 80s and all that. But anyways, that is your new music for the week.
And now that we've enlightened you, we're going to talk about one guy who ought to be enlightened and instead is a little bit crazy. Maybe.
Since we already made fun of Canada, now it's time to make fun of the people on the other side of the pond.
Great Britain.
They don't talk like that. What? You sound like a Saudi king. Seriously.
All right, okay. So here's what we have. The British... Okay, hold on. Lord Drayson, the new British science minister, okay? He's the guy in charge of science.
And he owns it in Great Britain. He owns science.
He owns it.
He might even pwn it.
He owns it. And do you know what else he owns?
What?
A sixth sense.
No way. Does he see dead people?
No.
Does he feel when... women that are attracted to him are nearby?
No. That would be a great power to have.
Does he make food with his eyes?
No.
Does he have telepathy?
No.
Telepathy.
Well, I was deciphering the roots of that word to make sure that I knew which one that was. Versus telekinesis, for example.
Is he an alien? What? That's what a sixth sense is?
No, he's not an alien.
Robot?
Here's the quote. He says, "In my life, there have been some things I have known, and I don't know why. I think there is a lot we don't understand about human capability." What are you doing?
Trying to get the last drop of water. Man, it's dry. We have a drought in this show.
And that is about the extent of it. So basically, he came out and he said, "Yeah, I have this sixth sense, you know. Every so often, I just know something, and I don't know why I know it. And that's it."
Okay.
Yeah, and then apparently the whole rest of the article, and this is what's weird. I went searching online for more about this, okay? I found a lot of different articles, and all they do is they say, "Oh yeah, this guy has a sixth sense, and here's that same quote." And by the way, Malcolm Gladwell wrote a book in 2005 called Blink, and then the whole rest of the article is about this book. The article will be titled about the British minister. It will start with this quote, and the whole article will be about this book, Blink, by Malcolm Gladwell.
Tell you what, who's the author of that book? Does it say Malcolm Gladwell? Malcolm Gladwell. Whoever his PR guy is doing a good job.
Yeah.
Because he essentially just got news made having a sixth sense.
Drayson mentioned this book in the interview.
Okay.
It's weird to me that they concentrate. Everybody's like, forget about Drayson. Let's talk about this book.
Once Drayson said that, he probably got a flurry of press releases.
Yeah.
About everything about the book, Blink.
Of all the people who could potentially have a sixth sense, it is, if nothing else, ironic, it would be the Minister of Science.
Interesting.
Not to say sixth sense aren't scientific, but that is to say, those in the science community have not in the mainstream done any valid research to show the true existence of a sixth sense, right?
Okay.
Because it is unscientific in every case to discount something you have not disproven with evidence.
Of course.
Right? So although some things may naturally seem more ridiculous to some people, it is still unscientific to make a claim...
Like cold turkey sandwiches.
To make a claim without backing up with evidence, right?
Yeah.
So for a scientist to say, I believe that I can regrow tissue with pixie dust, which you may remember from episode 5 or 6,
yeah,
and he's never even tried it, is as ridiculous as saying... there's no such thing as psychic abilities without having tested it.
Of right? course. Yeah, that makes
so
sense.
Though it may sound ridiculous to you, my point is that it's not scientific to claim something on either side without having evidence.
So he could be right. He could have this sixth sense.
He needs to start giving some some good, solid, consistent evidence.
Yeah.
So we'll stop talking about him now. Instead, why don't we talk about a total failure? Nate's going to die. I mentioned that we were relatively healthy. We're healthy enough to try to do this.
Yeah.
So, Nate, without dying, would you mind telling us who our weekly failure is?
All right, this is our weekly fail. It came from a newspaper that we don't have the name of the newspaper, do we?
No.
We don't. It's the Public Opinion, though, is the name of either the section or the newspaper itself. We don't know where it's located. But, you know, sometimes newspapers screw up, and if they have any dignity or any ethics, then they're supposed to correct their errors, right?
Right.
Even if it's a small error where they say something, like they say Mr. instead of Mrs. or, you know, or... they screw up a last name or something, they put in the correction. That way, it's on the record. The correct thing is on the record. And because they're held accountable for that. Anyways, so this is one of the corrections that I guess was about it was probably in the crime section. One of those papers that, you know, publishes everybody's name in the crime section. Right. And I'm just going to read it because it's great. Here's the correction.
Read it in the voice of a police officer, like broadcast, making a recant.
All right. Due to incorrect information... Does that sound like a policeman?
I don't know. I was hoping you might be able to come up with it.
Due to incorrect information received from the clerk of court's office, Diane K. Merchant, 38, was incorrectly listed as being fined for prostitution in Wednesday's paper. The charge should have been failure to stop at a railroad crossing. The Public Opinion apologized for the error. Fail. So, how would that be if you're that woman?
Well, so I bet she's been mad for a while.
You decide not to stop completely at a railroad crossing, and a cop pulls you over and gives you a ticket. I don't even know why. I guess there's a ticket for that. And the newspaper reports that you were picked up for prostitution.
Maybe that's where all the prostitutes hang out, and some reporter just happened to be hanging out where all the prostitutes are, and got a picture of a cop.
Don't you love it how that happens? We're on the scene. We're on the scene getting you in the scoop.
That's the mainstream media for you. Taking another jab. So that's your weekly fail. We have one more thing to talk about in our topic of Are You Kidding Me?
That's right. This is straight out of Los Angeles, California. A homeless man has been sentenced to nearly 4 years in prison in order to pay more than $101 million for starting 2 fires, including one that burned more than 163,000 acres in California 2 years ago. This is from the Associated Press.
Granted, this man is bad enough, even though this is only the second... I mean, this is 2 episodes in sequence, right? And I know we don't want to do this because we want to keep it rare.
2002
but,
and 2006.
But I think that this man... No, I mean our geocentric episodes in sequence. But what I'm leading to is I know we want to keep this rare because it's a big deal. But this man is worthy of being geocentric's second official prune.
Okay? Oh, all right.
But are you kidding me? The homeless man does not have... $101 million and will never have unless he has a girlfriend who gets stuck on a toilet for 3 years, $101 million to pay back to anybody.
I would say not only are you kidding me as a question, but as a statement.
With an exclamation mark at the end.
Fail.
Fail.
Fail. Fail.
Fail.
Fail. So when they got the guy in jail, they actually, and they took him to court. You know, yeah, they were going to read off the sentence. And it turns out he was, you know, decided to have his own defense because he probably couldn't afford an attorney.
Well, you know, they have to provide you one if you can't afford one.
Well, he said he couldn't afford one and he didn't want to. He was on his own defense. You got to love this guy, okay? So when they asked him, why did you do this? We're going to charge you $101 million. He said, why? Why would you fine me for accidentally burning down my own home? But the judge didn't buy it, and so now he's slapped with 101 mil.
And 4 years.
I mean, get that. That's homeless discrimination right there. That's really bad. I mean, imagine if, like, you started a fire in your house one day, and they're like, all right, now that your house is burnt to the ground, pay us $300,000.
That is exactly what this is like.
By the way, he didn't really have his own defense and all that
stuff.
No,
that was all fake. Another notable who did defend himself, Ted Bundy.
Oh, I did know that. Crazy. Yeah. Crazy. Well, I think that's about all we got for the week.
That's all we got for the show.
Sweet.
Except the new song at the end, which we are going to provide you with, coming to us from our music guru, Pat. Awesome job. He really stepped up for us this week. We had him do us a special favor that was
That's sort of
a big deal and out of the way for him, and he stepped up to the plate. So that dude is
good
the
job, Trick.
Trick newbie.
Trick newbie is where it's at.
He's the man. Thank you. Anyways, the song is called Closer, in parentheses, Time Stops Breathing. A much better use of parentheses than the other one. Do you remember what it was? It was I'll Do, in parentheses, It For You.
Yeah. Fail title.
Anyways, even though they were nice enough to give us a free song. Anyway, so this new one, the song is Closer. Artist is The Bigger Lights off the album Fiction Fever. www.myspace.com/TheBiggerLights. Check them out. These guys are sweet.
And, that's right. Thanks for listening to us this week on Geocentric. Be sure to follow us on Twitter. I am at the PR guy.
And I am at Anthroscience.
So follow us. Hit us up with some conversation. And thanks for having us.
Until next week.
Later on.